Congress considers a bill to stop people from posting naked photos of others without permission. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Revenge porn is the non-consensual sharing of nude photos or videos for humiliation or harassment or even entertainment. 38 states and the District of Columbia have revenge porn laws. That is according to the Cyber Civil Rights Initiative. The Federal Trade Commission recently moved to shut down a prominent revenge porn website that operates in Nevada. It's called MyEx.com. And now Congress is considering a bill that would make revenge porn a federal crime. It's called the Enough Act. That's an acronym for Ending Non-Consensual Online User Graphic Harassment. Danielle Citron was an advisor on the bill. She's a professor of law at the University of Maryland. I asked her how widespread this problem really is.
So it's much more common than I think most people realize, that it's something along the lines of like 20 to 30% of young people will either experience the non-consensual posting of their nude photos or be threatened with the posting of those nude photos.
It's interesting because the sort of counter argument is that it feels a little bit narrow as a, you know, as for something as serious as a federal law. We also need federal data protection and privacy laws that are really strong. Is this the thing to focus on? Could a broader privacy law encompass this and do more?
Right. No, the interesting point about sort of we need a federal data breach notification statute. We need a more comprehensive consumer privacy law. And you're absolutely right about that. And what often stands in the way are lobbyists, right? The set of obligations that it would and expenses it would put on companies to have a more rigorous, fair information practices has really run into walls. And what I think this law helps bring to light are the it's one we can get bipartisan consensus on, and this causes grievous harm that is often ignored by law enforcement.
And I feel like that also raises the question, and I wonder if any of this is included in the proposed statute, of whether there is a technology solution, whether the platforms involved here could have some, you know, right to be forgotten built in that might help people with this problem.
You know, generally speaking, online service providers enjoy immunity from liability for the postings of other information content providers under a federal law. But what this does is provide an incentive to service providers to do something about abuse. Sites like MyEx.com and other revenge porn sites, that if you intentionally solicit, you're not going to enjoy immunity from liability.
So let's talk a little more then about the harm. You know, sometimes I know in an effort to get rid of revenge porn, victims essentially delete their online presence completely. What are some of those economic repercussions?
Right. So, you know, in some businesses and work, you really need to have an online presence to get a toehold. So we certainly think of journalists, people engaged in marketing, often computer scientists. You know, if you're not involved in the open source community, it can be difficult to get a job in certain respects. And so, as you said, when individuals kind of pull out of online life, they are losing an important opportunity, reputational opportunity, to make a name for themselves. And when online abuse, including non-consensual pornography, appears in a search of someone's name, people have lost their jobs. So there are a number of cases where people who teach in parochial schools, the teachers, have lost their jobs because the parents could search, you know, might search the teacher's name and finds the non-consensual pornography, goes to the school, and the school says to the teacher, we can't have a teacher, but the parents can search the teacher, and this is what comes up. So it causes a real impediment to people's life, their careers, their life choices, their opportunities to get clients.
That's Danielle Citron, a professor of law at the University of Maryland. Late last week, Missouri Governor Eric Greitens was accused of potential revenge porn. He is alleged to have taken a photo of a woman he had an affair with while she was blindfolded and threatening to release it if she told anyone about the affair. Greitens denies the allegations. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.